What happened to the country music? Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Oh, you didn't know this? Is Kenny Chesney covering Enter Sandman. You didn't know?
It's going to be a periodic thing. I'm not trying to, you know, spam
you
it too
you
much.
Don't
I'm
oversaturate.
I'm,
I appreciate
exactly.
it.
I'm mixing it in. I'm
if
mixing
we're just
it in.
Talking long term, I'm good with that.
I just love how you said it. I'll play you some country, Mike. Here's Luke Combs playing Tom Petty.
Tom Petty.
Covering Tom Petty. Let's do that.
Yeah,
hilarious.
It shows you my lack of country music knowledge. So you know, there
it's
you go.
The flip with it, whatever Drake plays. I don't know what genre that is, but yeah, it's the
hip-hop.
Flip with me. Yeah, hip hop.
Well, he really makes global music. He makes all sorts
okay,
of music
because
he's the best artist in the world.
Sure.
But you know, I'll digress.
Sure. My name is Mike Johnson. Allie Mack sitting with us. Squid Billy, Bo Morgan, Dylon, obviously back there playing the music. It's time for the wake up call 404-726-0929. Got a couple callers on the line. Here's one of the questions that keeps popping up. In my timeline, Bo, and I'm curious to get your thoughts on this because I want to hear from people today. Like I said, 404-726-0929. Questions, comments, concerns as far as Atlanta Falcons day one training camp. But the question that keeps popping up, and I think I know how you're going to feel about this question. Are you going to allow day one and the highlights and the videos and the comments talk you into believing in Kyle Pitts again this year? I think you were in lockstep with me last year going out to practice going, Kirk, big-time quarterback signing. You feel like you finally got that guy that's going to unlock Kyle Pitts. Big night out at second year high school last year. Just absolutely dominating out at training camp practices. And yet, ho-hum, once the season started. And I keep seeing comments and questions about whether or not you are going to get talked into believing in Kyle Pitts once again in 2025 in that fifth year. And whether or not this will be a season that can actually talk the Falcons into re-signing him to a long-term contract after his rookie contract is up.
I will believe in the players that have given me reason to believe in them time in and time out. And other than the first year of his career, I've not gotten much. I've got a game here, a game there. I mean, hell, I thought that last year in Tampa. Oh, man, this is it.
This is the one.
This is his moment where he refigures everything out and he just takes off. And then... Yeah, remember I came on here bragging. I was like, he's had like a 3-game stretch where he's had like 12 catches and 3 touchdowns and
he's
200 yards. And I'm like, he is unlocked. And then he had a stretch where he had like 2 catches in 4 games. So no, he's got to show it. I'm going to put my faith and belief in the Drake Londons and Bijan Robinsons of the world because those guys week in and week out show up.
Yeah,
sorry, they do.
Well, and here's the thing, too, and Mr. Yo obviously tweets this a lot, and I appreciate his commentary, and he kind of talked on what we were talking about. He says, I don't care about 11 or 12 personnel. Line up Charlie Warner next to Caleb McGarry and Darnell and Drake out wide, and you put Pitts in the slot and create mismatches. Use him like Jimmy Graham. Here's the problem, and you and I have talked extensively about this.
I've had word mismatch.
He's not a mismatch for anybody. He doesn't have the physicality that Jimmy Graham has. We just talked about the fact that Drake London is really the person who brings that physicality to the Atlanta Falcons offense. Now, look, man, I don't want to get this twisted. We're all rooting for Kyle Pitts. It's you get to the point where you go, I believe it when I see it.
You tell me. I didn't play. I know what I know, but I don't know everything. Believe it or not, I mean, I don't. I mean, I know most things, but not everything.
Right.
Disclaimer there.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
Wouldn't you be doing yourself a better service to create mismatches if you put him outside and put Drake in the slot? Because of Drake. Because I don't think Kyle. When I think of Kyle Pitts, you know what I don't think of? Elite route runner.
Well,
I don't.
Well, and here's what I'll say about Drake to answer your question. You don't have to create mismatches for Drake. He is a mismatch. He's a mismatch.
Yeah.
You're going to line him up on a nickel? A nickel's not going to cover Drake in the slot. You know what I mean? A safety's not going to cover his route running ability. Now, he's not, again, you know who you create mismatches for? Darnell Mooney. Darnell Mooney is a guy that if you can find on a safety or a nickel or somebody who doesn't have top flight speed, if you can motion him across the formation and unleash his speed downfield, that's a mismatch. Because I know what Mr. Yo is thinking when he says mismatch, Kyle Pitts runs a 4-4. No, he doesn't, dude. Kyle Pitts right now does not run a 4-4. I'm sorry. That is the honest fact of the situation. Ran a 4-4 at the combine. He doesn't run a 4-4 in 2025.
Okay, that's all erroneous because the only time that matters is if he's just running straight go routes, and yeah, the 4-4 matters.
Sure.
But he's not, or fade routes, but he's not. That's my point. Point is he's not an elite route runner. So unless you get him in like these drag routes and stuff, or you know, or you're running post routes and stuff,
yeah,
that speed doesn't freaking matter. Like it doesn't. It does. It does. He's got to be physical at the top of the route, like you said, and be able to run his routes very crisp.
Yeah.
He doesn't run crisp routes. He doesn't run elite routes.
Well, and here's what I will say, that yesterday he ran the wheel route, and there was a rub from the coverage on the wheel route up the sideline, which a lot of people saw as highlights. I think the Atlanta Falcons put it out. He's streaking up the sideline, gets hit, and then I think Xavier Watts or somebody had to save the touchdown down the field. That was a wheel route. And that's perfect. Allows him to open up his speed in the backfield. The coverage can't get press on him. You're not asking him to run a slant or run into coverage. And you can get a rub and get him open. And I think that's what they're probably going to be planning to do. Dylan, let's head out to the phone lines and let's talk to Meat, the ups man out in Forest Park. What's going on, Meat?
Yo, what's up?
Hey, man.
Rod Regis. Hey, man, where is Rob Tribble? That is my wake-up call. Where is Rob?
If I had an answer for you, I'd let you know. I don't
it's
know.
It's been a very long time since I heard that raspy voice, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not sure Rob Tribble knows where Rob Tribble is, but that's neither here nor there.
I appreciate that question.
Lay off a cow piece, man. Lay off a cow, man.
Yeah.
It's gonna be all right, man.
I hope so. Well, I hope you're right.
I mean, I said that for 2 years, and then I stopped saying it.
Like I said, that's the biggest takeaway, is it's not like I don't want to sound like we're sour on Kyle Pitts. I'm not. I hope, Lord knows, I hope that Kyle Pitts is, I hope he's great.
How about we just tell the truth?
Yeah.
Whatever you get from him is great. But you're not expecting much. Yeah.
Because you've been fooled in these situations, in these practices without pads on. You've been fooled.
Okay. Well, while everyone wants to make an excuse of who he didn't have throwing to him last year, or who he did, and how that's apparently the only player they don't know how to use well, he had 49 catches for like 500 yards last year.
Yeah.
Okay. So if I get that, great. I get it. It's icing on the cake. At the end of the day, I don't care what he gives me as long as we win. I'm just not hung. It's not where I'm putting my eggs anymore. It's not where I'm hanging all my hopes at. I told you, I'm putting hopes in Darnell and Drake and Bijan, because I've seen those guys week in and week out put up numbers that helps this team win.
Yeah.
That's what I care about. I'm more in. My attention is actually on the other side of the ball right now. That's where I'm looking, and that's where I'm going to allow myself to get head over heels is going to be about Pierce and Jalen Walker and Billy freaking Bowman.
Yep.
Because those are the guys that I'm going to look at and either get excited or upset. You know, if I see good or bad, like that's where I'm at. The Kyle Pitts thing, it's a non-storyline for me, and it's great that everyone made it a one on day one. That's awesome. That's where you want to get
everyone. Well, and here's out. And everyone not, includes Michael Penix, because he steps to the podium and is like, "Yeah, got KP the ball. That's gonna be a lot of that."
Hey, look, that's what he needs to do though, and I'm happy that he did it.
Yeah,
I'm just not going in on that. I was like, I'm tired of getting upset. And excited over that player, I just am like I'm because it feels when I'm critical it feels personal, and then when I get excited I feel like an idiot because then I come back 3 weeks and it's nothing like right. I just said. So I'm just done with that whole thing.
Yeah.
Whatever he does, he does. When he scores a touchdown in the radio booth, you see the cam. I'll do the gator chomp because that's a gator, and I appreciate it. We have a lot of former Gator quarterbacks on this team too. Emory Jones, Felipe Franks. But it's just like, he's not a storyline for me.
Yeah.
We got KP the ball today.
Yeah.
There's going to be a lot of that.
Yeah. So he made it a storyline. So, all right, we got to get back to the phone line, 447-260-929. Hey, let's go over to Dan over in Decatur. Dan, what you got on your mind this morning, buddy?
What's happening, y'all? I ain't talked to y'all in a minute. I've been on vacation. I'm sorry, man.
Nice
but,
to have you back.
So, really, man, with Kyle Pitts, bro, his nickname right now for me is Missouri. You got to show me, dog. You got to show me, bro. It's simple as that. He's like a dude that keep messing up and keep saying, "I'm sorry, baby, I'm sorry," and you keep doing the same thing, dog. You got to show me, brother. You got to show me. It's simple as that. Also, I'm just kind of curious about if you guys have seen anything from Kobe Bryant. You know, I heard a lot of, you know, about him coming out of coming out of Missouri. So yeah. I'm just wondering if you've heard anything about Kobe Bryant and what that's like.
Well, appreciate the phone call.
Kobe Bryant was actually put on the
he's from Kansas, by the way.
He was put on the non-football injury/illness list. So he's either sick or he got hurt doing something that wasn't football. Now, he was out there in a jersey.
It's probably a sickness, if I had to guess.
Something that was a little off, not feeling well. I think we should mention that they did put Troy Anderson on the PUP list. Before people freak out, lose their mind, kind of go, oh, here we go. Yeah, I think he's still recovering, and I think they're just probably taking him slow through the early days of camp and wanting to make sure that they can kind of ramp him up. The good thing is he can be activated during the during the preseason training camp era. He can be activated at any point from the PUP list. They don't have to wait a certain amount of time and all that stuff. So
here's the question I have in terms of Kobe Bryant, and this is what I keep trying to tell people. Now, there were one or two teams last year that maybe had like, I think the Rams had like four undrafted free agent rookies that made the team.
Mm-hmm.
That is an absolute outlier when it comes to NFL football. I would be willing to bet, and I have no idea what this stat is off the top of my head. I'd be willing to bet, like, on average, maybe across the NFL, you would say the average number is like 1.1 undrafted free agents per team that make a roster, make a 53-man roster at the end of camp. Some teams won't have any. Matter of fact, I can't think of one the Atlanta Falcons had last year, an undrafted free agent that would have made the team. A rookie, anyways. An undrafted free agent rookie that made the team last year. I don't think they had any. So I keep hearing Nick Nash, Kobe Bryant. Like, you start going through the rotation, and you have all the – like, the odds are, guys, that we're going to talk about maybe one of them. Maybe one. And Kobe Bryant, Nick Nash, they got the big – I know that Nick Nash was, you know, conference, offensive player of the year, things like that, and yeah, won all these awards. The odds that both Kobe Bryant and Nick Nash and possibly somebody at a backup center spot or backup line spot all make the team is astronomically just – it doesn't seem mathematically possible. Maybe it happens. Like I said, there's outlier. I'm pretty sure the Rams had like four on their roster last year. Just doesn't happen every day.
Well,
it just doesn't.
Mike stood downer today, not me.
No, it just – yeah, right. Yeah. No, it just – I keep getting questions about the UDFAs, and I want to just keep reminding people that don't overlook the guys that have been in there grinding for a number of years now. Those guys know the system. They know what the NFL's like, and they have a leg up when it comes to things like special teams. And so you'll probably see them get an opportunity.
Dylan, who are you playing right now?
Luke. I can't really hear
it's well. Luke Combs and Eric Church.
Yeah, Luke. Oh, yeah. Oh, so double down.
That's a good one. That's a good tune.
Like this one? I got you, Mike. I got you, brother.
I won't sing. I'll save y'all.
This hour is brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com, get a guaranteed offer on your home today, and start packing. Coming up, I have a feeling we might see a few headlines come out about the Braves as we get closer to that trade deadline. We got to talk to our Braves insider, Grant McCauley, about that. He is coming up next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and
The Odyssey.